Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold. If you listen to this show, you know that I love food and food preparation. I enjoy talking about culinary trends in restaurants. So I want to tell you about a very unique restaurant in Staten Island, that's a borough of New York City, that is world-renowned because of a unique yet very simple concept. The restaurant is called Enoteca Maria, and the concept is this: to employ real-life grandmothers. In Italian, the word for grandmother is nonna, who are non-professional chefs to preside over the kitchen and cook meals for what has become a very tough place to get into. Jody Scaravella is the man behind this concept. He has a book out called Nonna's House and a brand new effort, Nonna's of the World, that he is embarking on. We'll talk about that in a moment, but first of all, Jody, I want to welcome you to America Weekend as you talk to me in your office on Staten Island.
Thank you, Valerie. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Jody. How did you come up with this really interesting concept and business model of Enoteca Maria?
Well, the business model was based on my need to recreate the environment that I lost. You know, having your grandmother in the kitchen and having her cook you up a meal. I mean, it was just such a comforting and appealing a setting. And a lot of the people that come to the Enoteca, I mean, that's the first thing that they get as well, is that comforting feeling. And that was the root of it all.
Well, you also had a loss in your family. You lost your mother, and it was a very close relationship. This is an homage to your mother and family, isn't it?
Yes, the Enoteca Maria is named after my mom. My mom was Maria. I mean, I lost my grandparents, and then I lost my father, and then I lost my mom, and then shortly after that, I lost my sister. So it was really, it brought me to my knees at that point.
I know you were not in the restaurant business, okay? You were in something completely different, which was what, Jody?
Well, I currently am working for the MTA. I'm going to be retiring in a couple of weeks. But, for 25 years, I work for the MTA forecasting material for the subway system.
That's the subway system of New York City. So you couldn't be farther away from being a restaurateur. I know that this concept was born out of looking for that comfort again, and yet there's a lot of work to be done when you open a restaurant. Take me down that road a little bit, how this all really came to pass, buying the building and creating a restaurant that became so successful.
Well, it, you know, really, I have to really thank the person that really tutored me in the mechanics of food. Is a dear friend, Francesca Leone. She really taught me how to make all the dishes that I watched my grandmother preparing and my mother preparing over the years. So she really gave me a foundation that I was able to launch this restaurant under. And also making wine for 17 years, I had another relationship with the grape that most people don't have. So I really enjoy the wines and the food, and I understand them, and it's really been quite an experience.
And so when you had this help with your friend, you decided to purchase a building to make a restaurant. Coming across this structure was also kind of spiritual in a way, wasn't it?
It was really the whole thing. It felt like I was being taken by the hand and walked along through it, and always feeling that everything was going to be okay. And even now, I have a photograph of my grandmother and my sister and my mom hanging in the restaurant, and they're, you know, I always joke around that they're laughing at me, but they, you know, they're looking out and they're smiling, and it's just, you know. Yeah, I always feel like I feel their presence. I feel like they're there, and they're making everything okay.
It's a wonderful, comforting feeling to be able to turn that loss into something so wonderful and productive and helpful to other people as well. And there's nothing better than food preparation. It makes us always come together, right? So with that concept, you went out and decided to hire non-professional chefs, real-life grandmothers, to preside over the kitchen. That's a challenge, isn't it?
It was something that I've never done before, and it was very serendipitous. You know, I put an ad in the Italian newspaper, and all of these women showed up at my home because the restaurant wasn't built out yet, and they all came with their husbands and their children and their grandchildren, and they had plates of food that they wanted me to try. So it was really it was a lot of fun.
So you're auditioning these grandmothers to become chefs in your kitchen. So just quickly explain the way it works at Inoteca Maria.
Well, right now, the way it works is we feature Italian grandmothers, and every day a different Italian grandmother comes in, and they cook. I always tell them to cook the simple, basic things that their mother made for them and that their grandmother made for them. We want to keep everything simple and easy, and they enjoy doing it as well because they pull out these recipe books that were handed down to them from their mother and their grandmother, these tattered little pieces of paper with these little recipes on them, and they recreate that. So they're connecting as well, you know, with their past. So it's something that everybody is kind of sits back and witnesses and then gets to taste.
It's so interesting, Jody Scaravella, because in this age of high-tech restaurants and all kinds of fusion foods, yours is the direct opposite. It's absolutely basic, simple, in many cases peasant food that people grew up with, and yet it's attracted a client base from all over the world. It's become world-renowned, this restaurant.
I think it's all really all about the basics. You know, everybody always talks about getting back to the basics. All these nouveau cuisine and all these amazing chefs that are in the world today, this all really comes from these ladies, from these grandmothers. All these dishes, you know, they put their little twist on it, and everybody puts a twist on a recipe when they do it at home. If you buy a recipe book and you execute that recipe at home, you put your little twist on it, and that's what has happened. And I really want to get back to that, to where it all began. For me, that's the starting point, and that's where I like to begin.
And with your twist now you're taking a twist on your own concept and bringing in not just Italy, but nonnas, grandmothers from around the world, nonnas of the world, a new initiative. Tell me about this new project.
Well, this project I've been thinking about it for a while. We developed a prototype, which is a virtual book. It's attached to our website, and I see it becoming a historical archive of all of these grandmothers with photos and video and recipes in their particular language and in their dialect. So for the last 3 years, I've been toying with this, and I realized that it really needs a root, and you really need something to be grounded in. So we're starting off this project with Nona Nargis from Pakistan, and she's from a little town called Delegate. And she's gonna cook the dishes, that really simple, basic dishes. And actually, yesterday I was interviewing a Nona from Kazakhstan, who we're gonna create her menu, and she'll probably be the following Wednesday. So the actual working model, I think this project needs the working model, and that's what we're doing right now. And it'll be connected with this virtual book that eventually will be online, and everybody in the world will be able to reach in like a portal, and they'll be able to input their grandmothers in their language and pull out others. There'll be a drop down for translation, and I think it's something very important that needs to be done. And I want to leave something behind that's important, and I think this is it.
This is a perfect marriage, Jody, of old school, old world information recipes and today's technology. That's a beautiful combination of the two that you've been able to create.
But you have to think of it the way it's going to play out. I believe you have to think of it as the Facebook of grandmothers. And everybody in the world, I have such an international clientele, and they all are warmed by these little Italian grandmothers. So can you imagine representing their grandmothers? as well. I think it's going to be the noise that's heard around the world. It's really going to explode, this concept. I'm very excited about it.
I am too, and I encourage anybody listening who has a Nonna that you'd like to be a part of this, go to the website and navigate it, and you can see how this is starting to unfold. And the website, Jody Scaravella, is?
It's www.enotecamaria.com.
Listen, I want to wish you and your team a great success. This is a fabulous idea. I can't wait for it to start to really populate, and we'll be checking it out.
I want to thank you so much for your attention to this idea, Valerie. Thank you.
Jody Scaravella, and I'm Valerie Smaldone along with Leslie Gold, and this is America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.